Shalom, good morning. This is Radio Shalom coming to you through Planet FM 104.6. Welcome back, Carvin.
Thank you, John. Shalom.
Well, it's the next course in our musical feast, and here's Carvin to guide us.
Well, we spoke a little bit about the Klezmer Revival, so good morning and welcome to the Klezmer Revival half hour. Because today we're going to talk about what I feel is one of the most important bands of the Klezmer Revival, and that is the Klezmatics. And we're just going to spend the whole time today talking about them and listening to them.
I get the impression that you're impressed with them.
I'm really impressed with them. I've seen them several times. I've actually spent a little time talking with some of them, and I once went to this klezmer workshop camp thing that was held in L.A. and I played the Turkish oud, which isn't really that much of a klezmer instrument. Nobody knew what to do, and so they sent me to the bass player, and I'm hanging out with the bass player, and he goes, "Sure, the oud's a klezmer instrument. What are you talking about? The old klezmorum used to play Turkish music all the time. Why wouldn't somebody play this on the oud?" And so we sat, and I started playing klezmer on the oud, and this is, you know, close to 20 years ago. These guys are, they're phenomenal. They blow my socks off. And so I'd like to start off with a little song called Spreizik Mir. And it's a song about going to the fair, it's really more one of those crazy Yiddish stories about I went to the fair and then this happened and then that happened and then this guy, and then I ended up drinking and then, you know, and then I didn't know where I was. So just enjoy
like
this.
Sounds like Purim.
Yeah. So in fact, I think this would be a great Purim song. So remember this, guys, the Klezmatics.
Spreiz ich mir mit Giche tritt, weil nach der Fädel zum Jarid, zum Jarid. Weil mit dem Teister kling ich mir, und a Liedl sing ich mir. Dai, 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 dai. Dai da 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 da. Weit nur und sehr, sehr weit. Heu steht der Kretsch mir beide Seit. Heu brennt der Hemd und ist die Tier. Kretsch mir, geh bei Gläsel mir. Hey, dai, 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 dai.
Bye.
cosmetics. Sprezik mir. That last verse, let me give you a little translation. The last verse was, I never really bought the horse. And of course, and drank up all my dough, of course. Now troubles make me leap in spring, so they've given me this song to sing.
It sounds practically a Hasidic song.
You know, a lot of klezmer has its roots in Hasidic music. Mm. And in fact, well, maybe we should talk about that next week. We'll go into the Hasidic roots of klezmer and look at that. Because it's all over the place. It's kind of a little bit mad, a little bit crazy with these guys, because they come from all parts of Judaism, from Hasidim to there's several religious and several conservative, and two of the members are Reform, and you know, they've come together and they brought all of these roots together and woven them together, and I just find that just
and make
tasty.
Melodies.
Oh, they do. In fact, speaking of weaving things together and roots, I chose this next one because the intro is a recording from 1916 that they've used. So once again, the Klezmatics. This is a piece called Sirba Meiti Meiti. Thank you. my goodness. That was Sirba Matey Matey. You know, if you were dancing to that in a wedding, you would be drenched in sweat and exhausted by the end of that. And a good thing, too.
And so, next helping?
Oh, well, don't be greedy here, but our next helping is a piece called The Moroccan Game. You know, when I spoke with these guys about Middle Eastern influences and talked about, you know, when I talked about playing my Turkish oud and stuff, you know, they knew exactly what I was talking about, and then, you know, I saw them a couple hours later when they were on stage, and they played this song, The Moroccan Game, and it showed that they know about their klezmer roots. So let's have some of this. The Klezmatics with The Moroccan Game.
Well, it probably was shishbish or backgammon.
that's right. I hadn't even thought about that. That's exactly. So, yeah, I can imagine playing a good round of backgammon, eating some baba ganoush and listening to this music. That would be good.
Okay.
Well, the Klezmatics, as I've mentioned before, they've never shied away from controversy. In fact, I think they thrive on it.
I couldn't understand what was controversial about.
Well, what's controversial about them is that they've been outspoken about things like gay rights and the legalization of marijuana, and they've really done that. So let me give you a little bit of their controversy. Now, I know for those of you who don't speak Yiddish, and who weren't around in the 80s and early 90s. To understand the kind of the political climate, this stuff really was kind of controversial in their communities. The next piece I'd like to play is a piece called Mizmor Shir Hanef, which translates roughly in English as the Reefer Song.
Thank you.
Menuche gleichgeficht, Sibir Shabbos jeden in der Früh, Azafrum Yak bin ich, Azafrum Yak bin ich, Azafrum Yak bin ich, Az ich zivri van Aspli Fele, und wer mir euch gewinnt.
To read you some of these lyrics translated into English.
Well, now I can understand why they're controversial.
Yeah, let me read you some of this. In English, it says, Shabbos brings Jews rest, repose, equilibrium. Every morning is Shabbos for me. Am I really so religious? Yes, I'm really so religious. When I light up a spliff and start to do all right and feel real good. He goes on to say, I'll praise the Lord, sing to God, the creator of the world, a song of coughing, because he has given every generation an herb which represents the earthly wild ox. I sing, I touch the sky, and excuse me if I go a little bit further. So there you go, the Klezmatics. I warned you, these guys, they're crazy.
Did, but I didn't really believe you.
Oh, well, now you better
now
believe me.
I can understand what their grandmothers and grandfathers must have been feeling.
Well, to redeem them in some of your eyes here, because I know what you're thinking. Those Klezmatics, they're up to no good. So let's make them get cleaned up, and we're going to have them play a little bit with Itzhak Perlman, because he'd never allow any monkey business around him, don't you think? So we're gonna jump in with a song that it starts a bit slow, and what did I say this was called? I don't know. we can cut that, can't we? Oh, are you ready? So we're gonna start with a piece called The Dybbuk Shares. You know, they did a score for a film, the Dybbuk. And so this is their kind of medley on that with Itzhak Perlman, the Klezmatics.
Thank you.
That's the Klezmatics with Yitzhak Perlman with the Dybbuk Shares. And I'm just completely amazed by it every time I hear it. It's a fantastic piece. I'd like to send us out with one more with the Klezmatics, kind of a down-tempo, chill-out sort of piece of klezmer. So Klezmatics and Yitzhak Perlman, this is Fischerlied.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to listen next Sunday at 9 a.m. to the next installment of this journey through Jewish history of music with Calvin as our guide. And if you've missed this or want to listen again, don't forget you can go to www.planetaudio.org.nz. Shalom.